T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, the Sabres just went up 2-0 on Detroit. That's pretty good. Not many people there. But that's really good to see the Sabres on the winning end of things. They, looking pretty good. 2-0 right now downtown, about 10 minutes left in the third quarter. If you want to listen to that, not me, I don't know why you would want to turn me off, but you can go down to 1520. The game is airing on our sister station, The Bet, 1520 today. So we're talking about the snow and all that's out there. And someone put on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. And this is so true. And I'm surprised that it's still an issue in Buffalo. And all I can chalk it up to is it's just lazy. Right? And we've all been there when we're in a hurry, we're in a rush. But someone points out the people that leave snow on the top of their cars and then drive with the snow on top of their cars. You ever get stuck behind that car? It's no fun. So, you know, when you're tonight or tomorrow morning, you're getting the car ready, you're shoveling the car out, you're wiping the car down, make sure you get the top of the car so you're not, you know, you don't want to be the one who's hindering someone else's driving, right? You don't want it to be your fault that someone can't see the road, that someone might accidentally run into you. So when you're there today, you're brushing the car off. And believe me, lazy Joe Beamer used to do that all the time. Leave the top of the car untouched. And you know what? I feel awful that I used to do that. But you want to make sure you get that wiped down, brushed down, and then also, obviously, the hood of your car, because you don't want to start driving and then having snow come up in your windshield. It takes 2 extra seconds to wipe down the hood of your car. So just, you know, these things, and I'm so surprised that living in Buffalo, New York, we still have these issues. You still see cars half brushed off. You still see cars with snow on the hood, snow on the roof, on the hood, on the roof of the car. You know, people driving with just a little sliver of snow cut away on the windshield. You know, take the 10 minutes, do a thorough brushing off of the car, and not only make it a safe travel for you, but for everybody else. And again, I've been guilty of it, and, you know, I'm ashamed to admit I've been guilty of that. But you know what? We learn from our mistakes, and we'll make the road a safer place for everyone. Also, someone also points out that right now the roads around Buffalo, not well plowed, especially those secondary streets. So if you don't have to travel today in the city of Buffalo, do not travel in the city of Buffalo. We'll, again, get back to everything tomorrow. But maybe tonight, get that car brushed down, and we'll be fine. Daryl is checking in from Medina. Daryl, you got 18 inches of snow?
You got it, buddy.
What's your system for cleaning that snow now? When do you go out there and start?
Shovel.
So you're a shovel guy.
Yeah, I gotta, because I'm on a little bit of a hill, and what's bad about this, I've got curbing down in the street. I'm sitting on about a little bit of a hill. Even if I could get somebody to come in with a plow, there's no way I'm going to be able to, you know, there's no place for them. They can't get the plow up high enough to push it into the field across the street.
So you have to have a system for everything.
I got to muscle it.
So now how much have you gotten up and how much do you have left?
Oh, maybe I got a third done. Between the neighbor and I, we make sure that the sidewalk's good for our mailman. I mean, we do a thorough thing. He was out at 4 o'clock in the morning doing.
Wow.
He's still slugging away. The thing I would caution everybody: get the end of your driveway where the plows have pushed it up. Get it out of there, because that stuff is going to pack down. It's going to be like a rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, Daryl, believe me, I I experienced that earlier today.
After what you were telling me, because I know with a low slug car, the wife's car sitting out here, that's low slug. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Make sure, and you can do all that stuff tonight after the snow falls and, give yourself an easier time tomorrow morning.
Well, I went out and worked for, 20 minutes or something like that. I'll come in, warm up, whatever, have a cup of coffee, and then I'll go back out again, and I'll slug away at it again.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in no hurry. I'll get the important stuff first and then work away at it. That's all you can do.
Daryl, thanks for checking in, man. Glad you got it going. Daryl's got a system, and he said he's got a third of it done. But I think now, you might get some wind out there, but I think now with the snow has stopped falling, it could be easier to slowly get that going and dig yourself out. 803-0930, star 930. What's it look like where you are? What is your cleanup process? Everyone does it a little differently. What is it for you? And yeah, when you get the car ready for tomorrow morning, is this something you're going to wait to the last minute? I mean, I would. Let me tell you, I would be waiting to the absolute last minute. Or are you out there now making sure the car is dug out and brushed off? Frank is in, not there. Frank's here in the great town of Amherst. Frank, good afternoon.
Yes, I am here. You asked about the football game as well. I was wondering, since you attended, what was the system protocol for the COVID for that many people gathering in one place?
Let me tell you, Frank, it was hold up your card or your phone and walk right by.
Okay. So people, they had to have the, the two shots and then the booster, or just the two shots?
It's not the booster. If it was the booster, Frank, I would not be at the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I disagree with any kind of mandate, but if it was the booster, yeah, I would have been watching from the comfort of my couch. But let me tell you, and I don't mean to get anyone in trouble here, Frank, but I don't think they were, you could have held pretty much anything up and you're getting right by them. I mean, it was a quick, it wasn't, holding people back. I double-clicked my phone, there was my thing on my New York State wallet, and walked right by. There was no ID, there was no double-checking of it. Again, not to get anyone in trouble.
It's the same. I got my things at the Walgreens. They have one kind of a card. It's, small print. Are all the stores, Rite Aid or CVS?
The cards are all the same, and then if you go through the New York State thing and get it put on your phone, I guess those all look the same, but again, they don't know what my name is. They didn't ask for an ID check.
Can I ask you this? Because I'm not a fan of the Buffalo Bills. I don't go to sports games or spend money on all that. But what I wanted to ask is, were people thinking about that at all regarding, I'm going to go to a football game and put myself? Because, I've been at Wegmans and Tops sometimes, and I haven't had a mask on with me right away or something. People are worried about, whether you're near them at the bologna counter or, in the bulk foods.
Well, let me tell you, Frank.
This is 80,000 people.
Yeah.
It was right next to one. Does anybody think about that?
I will say this. If you're someone who is, that COVID could be severe for you, I probably wouldn't go to the Bills game. No one around me had a mask on. I was hugging strangers, high-fiving strangers after every touchdown, and it was that semblance of normalcy that I've been looking for 2 years.
I know, but that doesn't mean that you weren't exposed. So I'm just kind of wondering, is it worth it for a football game?
Well, ask me in a week. I appreciate the call, Frank. I really wanted to go to the show without talking COVID, but yeah, I'm ready to get back to normal. I think most people are living back to normal. Here's the thing. I'm 33. I'm pretty healthy. I did get the vaccine, whatever that did or didn't do. I'm not in fear of COVID, especially at a stadium. My main thing when it comes to fearing COVID is if I am going to be around someone that it would be severe for. So that's why I would go get a test. If I was around my 97-year-old grandmother, yeah, I would get a test. But no, I'll tell you this, beside double-clicking my phone to look at my COVID card, I didn't think of COVID once I was inside the stadium. And I think that's how most people are. Most people are getting back to normal. They know the people that in their lives that are immunocompromised. They know the people in their lives that are high risk. And yes, they will take precautions when being around them. But I think most people know themselves. Here in Erie County, a majority of people, and I always say this, a majority of people listening to my voice are vaccinated. And they did that to protect themselves from a severe case. I think most people are just going on with their lives. They're going back to the lives. And again, and I hate when people do this, right? Oh, well, then if that's what you're saying, then you don't take it seriously. No. You know, two things can be true. I do take it seriously. I know the people who are immunocompromised and high risk. Now, it works both ways. They have to take it seriously too, right? They've got to take it seriously for themselves. And again, if I'm going to see my grandmother, if I'm going to see a family member who's immunocompromised, yeah, I'll get a swab up my nose and get tested. But for me, Joe Beamer, for my wife, we're not in the high risk category. We're both vaccinated. And again, we're moving on with our lives. And I think a lot of people are in that camp. Now, you know, how you approach it, and I know people get mad when I say it. I would advise suggest everyone go at least consider getting vaccinated. But everyone's got to take this the way they need to take it, right? But again, people are moving on. People are on with their lives. And no, I went to a football game on Saturday, not thinking of COVID-19. I know that's crazy. And guess what? It was freezing cold, and I feel great today. So that's, again, if that is your concern, and I'm not making fun of you if that's your concern, but if that's your concern, you probably either should have an N95 mask or not go to a Bills game, not go to a Sabres game, right? I mean, you've got to know yourself. You've got to know your body, your health. That's why everyone should go to a doctor at least once a year. I probably should get on that. But you should know yourself, know your status, all right? Know what to avoid. But I think people are getting back to their lives. People are getting back to living. And again, that doesn't mean people don't take it seriously. I'm so sick that one equals the other. No, it doesn't. One does not equal the other. I know where I stand. I know my health. I know most likely COVID is not going to be a severe case for me. I've also taken precautions. But it's not going to stop me from going to a Bills game. And again, if I'm around someone who's immunocompromised, I'll take the necessary precautions. Both things can be true. It's again, I wanted to go the whole day without talking about COVID. But unfortunately, COVID got brought up. It's, you know, everyone's got to make the decisions they have to make, right? And we're seeing that done. I'm starting to sound like Kamala Harris. You've got to do what you think is best for you, right? I tell you what I feel. I've told people what I would suggest to go consider getting vaccinated. But at the end of the day, it is your choice. And, you know yourself better than I do. But no, I'm when I go to a Bills game, when I go to a Sabres game, when I go to a movie theater, COVID's the furthest thing from my mind. I'm doing those things to escape reality, right? That's why I love sports. I love football, baseball, hockey, basketball. I love that stuff because it's an escape from reality. After a while, just nonstop political talk, nonstop COVID talk, nonstop this and that, and Mark Poloncar is spending 2 hours telling us what we have to do. You know, eventually you just want sports to get away from all of it, right? I think that's why I like video games so much. I just like the escape from reality. And you've got a group of people in the United States, and yes, politically they lean to the left, but this has nothing to do with that. You've got a group of people who don't want to, they want 24/7, 365 for you to be focused on reality. You can't escape that. Oh my gosh, you want to take 3 hours of football and escape the reality of life? How dare you? I mean, there are people, let's be honest, guys, there's people out there who will just never be happy. There are people out there that Twitter and Facebook is their best friend because they can go on there and they can complain. I'm not sure I can say the other word I wanted to say. They can complain. They can, you know, everything's a problem. Oh my gosh, did you see all the people at the Bills game? Oh, I'm staying in my house for 2 weeks. Okay, fine. Fine. And they get upset when you want to live your real life. When you want to live your life, when you want to escape reality, when you want to see friends and family and those you love, the fact that you're doing that, it's upsetting to them. And they, oh my gosh, how dare you do this? So they go on Twitter, and the things I saw on Twitter this morning, you know, about people, oh my gosh, did you see all the fans at the Bills game? You know, we've been doing this for a year. We've been doing this all season. I don't know. I don't know what you want. You want everyone to just lock themselves in their homes? Let me tell you. If we went through a lockdown again for an extended period of time, I think that would be more detrimental to my health personally than COVID would be. I'm just saying. Again, there are those we have to protect. There are those that, yes, get your booster shot, wear an N95, test before you go see them. Of course. We're not saying don't do that. Most people are good people, and they are going to go through the precautions that are necessary when they go and visit someone who's immunocompromised. And you know what? That's all I'm going to... I'm not going to let that take over the conversation. That's all I'm going to say on that. We're going to get back to... We're going to get back into what we were talking about. You know, I'm sorry. You know, that's what I think about that. And let's get back to what it's like where you are. The snow has fallen. Now the wind is going to be the issue. But guys, I want, you know, tips for those that are getting ready to get their car out for tomorrow morning. What you think is common sense might not be common sense for another person. Let's go out to West Seneca. Ron in West Seneca dealing with 10 inches of snow. Ron, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, I'll make it quick. 10 inches of snow, got a Subaru, and we made it out of the driveway with a Subaru. So I didn't have to. My snowblower took a crap. But the Subaru pushed the snow, Joe.
No.
We're good, man. There was a big fire. And West Seneca, a lot of the trucks were destroyed, and they're really good about taking care of the streets out there.
Yeah. Now, let me ask. Your snowblower, you said, it took a crap. So did you have to get the shovel out?
Briefly, just for the back door. But other than that, we got all-wheel drive vehicles, so less is 2 feet. And then, you know, maybe I'll go beg my neighbor who's got a snowblower.
Sounds great, Ron. Well, glad that you got the car out and glad that seems like you were on the lower end of things. Hopefully that doesn't pick up in the next few hours.
Well, I hope not, Joe. Hey, Joe, I had Omicron. I got over it. It was easy peasy.
All right.
Easy peasy, Joe.
Good. You sound great, Ron.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, man. That is Ron in West Seneca opening a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. Talking about the game on Saturday. Were you there? Tell me what it was like. Let me tell you. I could talk the rest of the show about what it was like. It was an absolutely electric experience. And that's not just me, the diehard Bills fan, saying that. My wife's a diehard Bills fan, but she also said it was worth it. It was worth the bundling up. She's glad she made the decision to go last minute. It's definitely a game we'll be talking about for a long time here in Western New York. Also, what's the weather like where you are? And what's your cleaning up strategy? That's what I want to know. Are you getting out to the car? Are you getting it ready for tomorrow morning? Did you have to drive in this today? What is your strategy when it comes to the snow that just fell? 803-0930, star 930. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. We are talking with you. Get the calls lined up now. We are talking with you after this on WBEN.
Well, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got some bad news for you. The Detroit Red Wings scored three unanswered goals and defeated the Sabres in overtime. Sabres held on to that 2-0 lead. It looked like they were going to get a win. Nope. Lost it in overtime to the Red Wings. So add that to the list. All right. 803-0930. Were you at the game Saturday? What was it like? Did you feel the same way I felt? That's that energy in that building. Oh, it's been so long. And what's the weather like where you are? 803-0930. We might have a little bit of an issue with our last texter. We're going to read that text after we go to Janet in Lancaster. Janet, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Beamer. How are you?
Janet, I'm doing well. Were you at the game on Saturday?
Nope. I'll tell you what. If I weren't older and getting colder every year, I would have been there. I just cannot believe how anyone can dare call your program and ask if it was worth risking your life to go to a Bills game Saturday night of that caliber. I'm sorry, but Frank from Buffalo, you missed the boat.
That's right.
Really do.
I'm telling you, I mean, you're talking about division rival on Saturday night, prime time. We talked about this last week. For my generation, that was the biggest Bills game to date. And let me tell you, Janet, the cold wasn't going to keep me from there, and the stadium being full of people wasn't going to keep me from there.
Listen, I was in California in the Super Bowl in 1973 when Buffalo lost to the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and it was incredible. It was amazing, the energy. And there were like 90,000 people there at the time. I can't even imagine how great it was. Must have been Saturday night to have that same kind of excitement after all these years of Buffalo always being the underdog and just, you know, belittled in the press and everything else. And to do so well and to be such a great team, I just am so proud of them. I think it's wonderful.
Janet, yeah, after a decade and a half of subpar football, to have this team here in Western New York, it's great not only for the diehard fans like us, but, you know, it's great for the region. I really do. I think Western New York needs this distraction, and it's so nice to have the nation talking about Buffalo.
That's right. It's a morale builder for sure, and I just can't wait for the game Sunday.
Me either. Janet, I wish I had that fast-forward button. I appreciate the call, 803-0930. Let me tell you, I would be fast-forwarding myself right till about 5 o'clock Sunday, getting ready for that game at 6 against Kansas City. 803-0930, star 930. Kind of doing two topics here, talking about the game Saturday. What do you think of this team? What do you think going into Sunday? And again, were you like me? Were you at the game on Saturday night? And what was your experience? Was it like mine, just an electric time, electric building? And also the snow, what's it like where you are? And what's been your experience trying to clean up the snow today? Did you have to drive in it? Plow drivers, where are you? Would love to talk to you about the cleanup that's been going on here in Western New York. Now, this texter, and we won't use names, but this texter has an issue. The texter says, Clarence, they're in Clarence, my car is in the garage, luckily in a one-way, but the plow guy told me he came during the night. Well, guess what? This person has a doorbell cam. The plow guy never came, and it will take a while to plow me out after 6. So, wow. Now that, I'll tell you, I don't want to tell people what to do. I don't want to tell you what to do with the people you pay to watch to plow your driveway. But if someone says they were there, and then you check on a camera and see that they are not there, I don't know how you get the person to come back. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever had that issue with the cameras now? With a lot of these security measures, we've got people that have cameras on their garage, at their doorbell. Have you ever had something like that happen? That happened to this texter? I mean, pretty much lied to by the person they are paying to plow out their driveway. We're going to throw that one in there, Jim. What do you think of that? This person was told by their plow driver that they had come overnight. The doorbell cam showed that that never happened. And now because the town plows have been coming by and, you know, putting all that snow at the beginning of their driveway, now it's going to be an extra long time for this person to actually get a plow through there. I don't know how you reemploy the person after being lied to blatantly to your face. Hey, I was there. I was there overnight. I'll be back later. Well, let me check my doorbell cam. No, you're not there. You did not come by. I think I'd have to get another plow driver. I mean, I think that's a breach of contract, if you ask me. 803-0930, star 930. Let's throw that one in there as well. What do you feel about the situation this texter just gave us, that the person they paid to plow their driveway pretty much just lied right to their face? And, you know, again, there's a lot of stuff we could say that technology has gone too far, right? That it's taken away. Excuse me, that's taken away a lot of things from just in everyday. But this is when technology really helps people out. The ability to go on your phone, rewind, and go throughout the whole night and realize, no, there was never a plow driver here. I don't think I'd pay that person again. What do you think? 803-0930. You know, I saw a video today. It was the kickoff of the Arizona-Pittsburgh Super Bowl from like a decade ago, and all the camera flashes while the Cardinals were running to kick the ball off, and how we don't have that anymore. And it was talking about, I miss the flashes at the kickoff of the Super Bowl. And that's so true. You know, you'd have the camera would go, it would follow, and you would have all the people snapping a picture as the ball is getting kicked off. You don't see that anymore because everyone's taking a picture with their camera. But that is one thing that, no, you're getting better pictures, and it's nice to have a camera in your pocket for those, you know, unforeseen circumstances where you might need a camera. But it does kind of take away of those things that were just kind of cool. I'm not saying they were important. I'm not saying that it was the best quality pictures you were taking. But that was kind of cool when you would watch the Super Bowl every year and see those flashes from the camera going off as they were going to kick off the ball. And now, you know, because of the advancements in technology, you have a perfect camera in your pocket. We don't really need those anymore. So that's why where technology is, it's good because, again, you have a better camera. You have a computer pretty much in your pocket. But it does take away from cool things like that. That, you know, for me growing up as a kid, that signified that I was watching a big-time event, was at the beginning of it, all the cameras, all the camera flashes going off when the event started. You don't really have that anymore. This is great technology. The fact that you can watch what happens outside your house 24/7, and if you are paying someone, and I'm guessing this person's paying the plow driver a good amount of money to do this job, if they're going to lie to you, I just don't know how you keep that person employed, you know? And what's so difficult? That's another thing, and I don't know if it's, you know, I always go back and just, I let my generation take the blame for a lot of things. But when did that just lying about your job, about work? You know, there are many times, and I'm sure my boss would call in and agree with this, there are many times where I've screwed up. Right? Jimmy agrees. I mean, he is, yes. But there are many times where I've screwed up, especially when I'm doing production work, right? Play the wrong spot at the wrong time. Forget to put this here. There are times where I've made mistakes, okay? And, you know, if it was me 15 years ago, especially back in school, yeah, I would lie and say, I didn't do that. What are you talking about? I never did that. Now, you know, at my old age of 33, I've discovered that if you're just honest up front, the anger toward you will be less, right? Obviously, they might, you know, someone will be upset with you and they'll say, well, Joe, you can't do this, this, and this. We're going to have to do this, right? But the anger, it's there and then it's gone. It doesn't last as long, right? It might just be a 5-minute conversation. If you continuously lie, it just draws the whole thing out. And again, if people that you work for or people that are paying you to do a job can't trust you, how much longer are you going to stay on the payroll? I mean, how can you continue to employ someone that lies to you and won't just admit, you know what, I was supposed to be here last night. I'm sorry I didn't get to it. Again, yes, someone will probably be disappointed. Someone might say, ah, you know, that's not what I'm paying you for. But at least you're being honest. I mean, to be just caught in a lie like that, especially when we're looking at 18 inches of snow outside, this is the time you get paid for. This is what that money in your pocket, this is what it came from. And you're lying about it on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Joe, I remember hearing something about, wrong text, fire that guy, done. Unless you think he may have gotten you confused with someone else. You know, are you going to buy that excuse though? Oh, I thought you were someone else's house. Really? Can you tell me where that house was? Can you show me the house that you did? I want to make sure. I don't know. Being caught in a lie like that, it's really difficult to put that person back. Another one, another person says, see, this thing's moving a little too quick. But it looks like many of you agree that, hey, this person, yeah, get a new plow driver. I don't know what you're paying for, you know, a seasonal plow of your driveway, but I'm guessing that's $400 or $500 for the whole season. If they're not going to come through on the job, why keep paying them? You know, get someone that you know. Well, they might not be able to have been there at night, but they're not going to lie to you, right? I'd rather someone that when they say they're going to do the job, they'll do it, rather than lie to me. About, hey, when you were sleeping, you probably didn't hear it. I came through with the plow. Did you? But that's a positive about technology nowadays. The fact that you have a camera at your doorbell. You have a camera over your garage, right? 803-0930, *930. Like I said, we'll throw that topic into the plethora of topics we have. I think that's an interesting one. And I'd be very interested to talk to somebody who wouldn't fire the individual. I'm more interested to talk to that person. Why give them a second chance? Because they could just do it again, and maybe it's not on a holiday. Maybe it's on a day where you needed that driveway plowed. You have to get to work. Maybe you work somewhere that's not going to be closed because of a little bit of snow. So, you're talking about something you're paying to make your trip into work easier. Well, if they're not coming through and doing it, and now you're late to work, now you're in trouble, are you going to risk that happening? 803-0930, *930. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Asking you what you would do. This texter texted in, said their plow guy told them that he had been there overnight to plow their driveway. Well, they have a doorbell camera, so they went and checked their doorbell camera. And guess what? The plow driver had not come. So what would you do? This texter says they call and go by address. He lied. Fire him. Another person says, short of calling the plow guy a liar, you could give him an out by saying maybe because of visibility, he went to the wrong driveway. So those are some ways to go as well. And you know what? If it was my situation, maybe I would be a little more forgiving. But that really ticks me off. You know, I don't like people who lie to begin with. Again, when I was in school, you know, 15, 20 years ago, yeah, I probably lied sometimes and got myself in even more trouble by not just admitting right away. But when you're talking about money being exchanged, when you're talking about someone you are paying for this very instance, for exactly what happened last night into today, if the person's going to lie to you, are you getting your money's worth? And I think that's what it really comes down to at the end of the day, right? I mean, when someone gets fired from a place of business, it's because the employer didn't feel like they were getting their money's worth from the employee. Well, if you are paying someone to do landscaping, if you're paying someone to plow your driveway, if you're not getting your money's worth, if you don't feel like that was worth that money, that you either you could do a better job or find someone else to do a better job, well, then what's the reason to keep that person? And again, I think if someone is working for you, you have to be able to trust them, right? I mean, you are literally trusting someone with your money. From what I understand, this is someone you pay at the beginning of the year. So you are trusting someone to do this job to make, again, your life a little bit easier. If they're not going to be truthful with you, if they're not going to admit, hey, I made a mistake, I didn't get there last night, I'm so sorry, I will be there today, I promise. If they don't have the decency to do that, well then, do you really want them to keep, I don't know, do you want them to keep taking your money? Do you trust them to come back next time? Like I said, today was a holiday. What if on Wednesday this happens? And now you're late to work. And someone says you're really hammering down this topic. It's a sore subject for you. Yeah. You know, I think, again, I think we've all lived a long enough time where someone has lied to us. And it either lost us money. It either made us look bad to somebody. Right? I mean, I think we've all been in that situation where maybe you weren't the one who lied, but someone lied to you about something. You believed them. You took their side. And then you found out that you were fighting for something that was a lie. Or someone just lied straight to you and you were out of a couple hundred dollars. I think lying is a sore subject for a lot of people, Texter, not just me. And I think it hurts or hits even worse when it's a loved one, a family member, or when it's someone that you are trusting with a large sum of money to do a job. But I digress. That's what I think about that. And yeah, I think, like I said, I think we've all been around long enough to where someone has lied and it's probably either made us look bad, put us in a bad situation, all that stuff. All right, when we come back, we'll switch up topics. We'll find something to talk about here on WBEN. Hope you're enjoying your Monday. Hope you're enjoying the show. 803-0930. We will keep taking those texts and calls on the snow where you are in Western New York. Here, it's Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.